Good morning. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Tonight at the Dunk, the University of Rhode Island takes on Providence College on the basketball court. This rivalry goes way back, and here to prep us for tonight's game is former Providence Journal sports writer and current Rhode Island Public Radio sports blogger, Mike Szostak. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
For those who aren't native Rhode Islanders, what's the story of this rivalry between URI and PC?
This rivalry, Elizabeth, is the rivalry in Rhode Island sports. It's the Yankees and Red Sox of college basketball here in the Ocean State. These two teams have played for 94 years, going back to December 7th, 1920, the first game. This will be the 127th game in the rivalry. PC leads the series 70-56. They've played in tiny gyms. They've played at Keeney Gym, Alumni Hall, the Civic Center before it became the Dunk, and the Ryan Center.
And they used to play twice a year, but now it's once a year. What do you think? Should we revive the tradition of two games a year for PC and URI?
It certainly is a question worth visiting. I think they should play twice a year, but I doubt it will ever happen because of scheduling conflicts now. Conferences are much bigger than they were back in the day, and I think that one game is what we're going to see for the foreseeable future.
And looking at tonight's game, PC is the favorite, but they lost earlier this week to Brown University. What happened there?
Essentially, from all accounts, the Friars just didn't show up. It was almost a repeat of their loss in their previous game at Boston College last week. Providence is a good team, but good teams still have to show up and play. They cannot take any opponent for granted. There's a school of thought that perhaps the Friars might have taken Brown for granted. But Brown has some talented players, and they played very well on Monday night, and the result speaks for itself.
And what about the URI team? What did they have going in their favor? Is there a chance for another upset against PC?
I think if Rhode Island wins at the Dunk, it will not be considered an upset because Rhode Island comes in with a 5-2 record. They have some quality wins. They have quality players. This is Dan Hurley's first real team that he's recruited. He's gone through growing pains, as has his players, in terms of injuries and transfers. But they're coming together very well this season. And they've got a great guard in E.C. Matthews, who was the Atlantic 10 Rookie of the Year last year, and a fine supporting cast. So if they win, I would not call it an upset.
How big a difference has Coach Hurley made in this, now his third season on the job?
He's made a big difference in that he's restored some buzz to the URI basketball program. Jim Barron was a good man and a solid coach, but he never got the Rams to the NCAA tournament. And after his tenure, fans and supporters were starting to lose their enthusiasm for URI basketball. Dan Hurley comes from the highest pedigree of coaching. His father is in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame as a high school coach in New Jersey, and his brother Bobby was an All-America at Duke and later an NBA star and was his assistant coach before he took a head coaching job. So he's got a great pedigree.
Mike Szostak, do you think this rivalry between PC and URI still has the same luster that it used to have? Do students care as much as the rest of the state?
As long as each team is winning, this rivalry has not lost its luster at all. And it's true of any sport in any place. If teams are winning, people will follow, they'll pay attention, and they'll go to the games. These two teams are winning. The Dunk should be just about sold out tonight. I'm sure URI fans will be eager to see if they can pin loss number 4 in a row on PC. And the PC fans, including the students, will be eager to see if their team can break out of this funk.
Mike, what is at stake for PC in tonight's game against URI?
Well, the obvious answer to that question is bragging rights in the state of Rhode Island, but that's at stake for URI as well. I think for Providence, it's perhaps a question of credibility. Is this team really as good as many people expected it to be before the season started? They have very good talent. LaDonte Henton is a quality big man who can play with anybody in the country. And Chris Dunn is an excellent point guard, and those are two of the most important positions on the team. So the optimism was justified before the season started, and the 6-0 start further justified that opinion. The loss to number one Kentucky was no shame at all. Kentucky has a team that could probably beat NBA teams right now. But the loss at Boston College last week and to Brown Monday night should be disconcerting, not so much that they lost the games, but how they lost. They essentially just did not show up, figuratively speaking, in either of those games. And they need to come out against URI and prove that those two outings were aberrations and not what will be typical for the rest of the season.
So, Mike, you've started a blog for Rhode Island Public Radio. It's called On Sports. It focuses on Rhode Island teams. And one of the stories you've been following is the PC soccer team heading to the finals this week for the first time in their history.
That's a great story. PC has a long and proud tradition of college soccer, but this is the first time that the Friars have played their way to the Final Four, and they'll be down in Cary, North Carolina this weekend, and they are all thinking national championship now. It's kind of funny the way things work out. When you get into a tournament and start winning and playing well, your confidence grows, and Providence clearly is playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Any other teams you're following right now?
Everybody in New England seems to follow the Patriots, so I keep an eye on them. Locally here, I've covered just about everything during my 36 years at the Providence Journal, but I have a soft spot for college sports, especially the small colleges, which often don't get the attention they deserve because the athletes there are training just as hard as those at the Division I schools. So I try to keep an eye on them, and I also enjoy seeing what happens to high school athletes in the state who go out of state to college, as many of them do.
Well, Mike Szostak, former sports writer at the Providence Journal, now blogging for Rhode Island Public Radio, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Elizabeth.
You can find Mike's blog at ripr.org/onsports. The URI-PC game tips off at 7 o'clock tonight. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.